From atheism to astrophysics, from evolution to economics, from comparative religion to cults, from philosophy to politics, a voice of reason in our confused world and beacon of truth and hope in this age of uncertainty. Welcome to God and Science Foundation with physician, teacher, and evangelist, Dr. Paul Kattupalli. God and Science Foundation is designed to study the relationship between God and science and to defend Christian faith from a scientific perspective. Dr. Paul's teaching helps you understand the vital issues affecting our world from a biblical worldview. For today's lecture, here is Dr. Paul.
Welcome back to Defender's Voice. Today, our world has been taken over by a deception called Darwinism. Charles Darwin was born in Shrewsbury, Shropshire, in England on February 12, 1809, and he died on April 19, 1882. The word that comes to our mind when we hear the name of Darwin is evolution. Now, what is evolution? Evolution is the process by which different kinds of living organisms are thought to have developed from earlier forms of life. Last time I was in England, I went to Westminster Abbey in London. I was walking among the graves of some of the greatest men and women lived in England. I walked past Newton's grave. Newton believed in God as the creator of the world, and he was a devout Christian. Then I saw Darwin's grave. I thought within myself, they buried Darwin near Newton in a church. Charles Darwin, a man who refused to believe in God as the creator, a man who refused to believe in the Bible as the word of God, a man who did not believe in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Why did they bury him in this great church? Along all the great men of God like William Wilberforce and David Livingstone and Isaac Newton and John Herschel. The greater tragedy is not that Darwin was buried in the church, but he is living in the church. So many Christian denominations today have embraced Darwin and his evolution, and they gave up on the word of God. They do not believe in the Bible or Genesis. They forsook the word of God for human opinion. So that's the greater tragedy. Darwin told the world that creation of all living things did not happen as it was described in the book of Genesis. How this universe, the sun, the earth and planets, the animals and human beings came into existence was described in the book of Genesis. On day one, God created light, time, space, and earth. On day two, God created atmosphere. On day three, God created dry land and plants. On day four, God created the stars, the sun, and the moon. On day five, God created the sea and flying creatures. On day six, he created land animals and man. So God created this universe and everything in it in 6 days. Unless we recognize God as our creator, we don't have to abide by his laws. That is why before giving us 10 commandments, God told us that he is our creator. We read in Exodus chapter 20, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Here in Exodus chapter 20, God was going to give the 10 commandments and his law to the children of Israel. First, God emphasized his creatorship. God the creator, God the lawgiver. God the creator and God the lawgiver. If God is not our creator, there would be no reason to worship him or follow his commandments. True worship starts with the recognition that God is our creator. We owe our very existence to the creator. That is what God is saying here. Because I created you, because you owe your very existence to me, you should worship me and follow my commandments. We cannot really worship God unless we recognize him as our creator and maker. Satan knew this very well, and he drew a grand scheme. How to stop people from following the commandments of God? How to stop people from worshiping God? How to stop people from believing in the word of God? The answer is simple. Just tell them, God is not your creator. Everything came into existence without any purpose or design. Recently, I was looking at some beautiful trees. I said within myself, oh, how beautiful these trees. How did these trees come into existence? We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 says this, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So God created plants on day 3. Please notice those words. After his kind. After his kind. God created all plants and animals in the world according to their kind. Their kind. Before he created fish, before he created birds, before he created animals, before he created human beings, God created plants. But Darwinism says, no, God did not create these plants. They came by themselves by accident. Here in Genesis 1, we learn that God created life first as vegetation. It was God's plan. Evolution says, nothing in this world came by the plan of God. Everything is an accident. Let us see verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Please notice those words again. After his kind. And God saw that it was good. What is good? What is bad? What is evil? God put a moral order on the universe he created. Darwinian theory, by its rejection of God as the creator, also rejects his moral order. Evolutionary theory proposes a universe without a moral order or a spiritual foundation. God saw that it was good. What is good? What is evil? In the creation account, the word of God settles that matter. It decides matters of morality. In Darwinian theory, human beings decide what is good and what is bad. Louis Agassiz was a great biologist and geologist. He once said, a species is the thought of the creator. Everything we see in the world started as a thought in the mind of God. God created grass. Imagine this world without grass. God made trees according to their kind, as we read in verse 11. So God created grass and plants with seeds separately. But Darwin said God did not create the grass or plants or trees. First came the grass. After millions of years came plants without seeds. After millions of years came plants with seeds. God's creation came with a purpose. Praise God for all the beautiful trees we see in this world today. God said it is good. After creating them, he said it is good. God was delighted and satisfied with his creation. Look at the beautiful lawns we have. Look at the river sides. Look at the mountain sides. Look around waterfalls. Look at the rainforests. This grass makes them so beautiful. We see even small planes landing on the grass. The grass gives beauty to the mountains. Not just beauty. The grass provides sustenance to countless animals, from grasshoppers to cows, sheep, buffaloes, zebras and kangaroos, and many more. Look at the flowers God created. When we walk into a sunflower garden, we say, how beautiful these sunflowers. The beauty of the colors when we look at a daisy flower, the sight of a butterfly that lands on a flower and sucks its nectar. These flowers give beauty to mountains and rivers. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, Let us read verses 27 and 28. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Lord Jesus Christ said these words, look that grass and flowers, Solomon in all his glory does not match the splendor of one of these flowers. Have faith in God, the Creator, and don't be anxious about your life. Our modern world today is filled with Darwinism. No wonder people are so depressed, so anxious, so clueless. Drug addiction is all-time high. Antidepressants, amphetamines, the Ativan and Xanax, alcohol and the DUI, drug overdoses, and deaths from overdose are climbing high. The methadone clinics, the climbing suicide rate, the legalization of euthanasia, it is so depressed. A culture of death pervading because it rejected the Creator God. People ask me, doctor, can you prescribe me something for anxiety? Lord Jesus said, are you anxious? Are you stressful? Are you nervous? Look at the flowers and grass. See God, your Creator. He will take care of you and He will look after you. Darwinism deprives people of such comfort. It says there is no Creator. We are feeding Darwinian lies to school children. No wonder depression, anxiety, and suicide rates are climbing higher and higher among high school and college students. Jesus told us, look at the flowers, see God the Creator. He made those flowers before He made you. They reveal His goodness and providence. Don't be anxious, be joyful. In Lisse, Netherlands, they have one of the world's largest flower gardens. It is called Keukenhof. They plant 7 million flower bulbs in this park. In Dubai, they planted the largest garden in the world, Dubai Miracle Garden, with 45 million flowers in 72,000 square meters of land. They got the flowers ranging from little tulips to Rafflesia arnoldi. Rafflesia arnoldi is the largest flower in the world. It grows to a diameter of around 3 feet and weighs up to 24 pounds. 24 pounds, folks, that's a flower. Just one flower. We see similar diversity among plants and trees. The redwood trees in California. These are the largest trees in the world. General Sherman, for example, is a giant sequoia tree. It is the largest living tree in the world. Its height is 275 feet. It is 2,300 years old. 2,300 years ago. That means its life started when Aristotle was born in this world. It was already 300 years old when Lord Jesus Christ was born. And it is still living today. It might be living even when Jesus returns in His second coming. So God created these amazing trees with capacity to survive even 2,000 years or 3,000 years old. Similarly, God made vegetables for human food. He made fruits for human pleasure. When we go to a store, we see different kinds of fruits, from mangoes to strawberries to bananas to grapes to watermelons. These fruits give pleasure, energy, and strength to people who consume them. In the creation week, God made vegetation on the third day, and He created human being on sixth day. So 3 days before man arrived, God made this planet like a beautiful garden. If we are going to invite some guests to our home, we prepare for their arrival. We decorate our home and we made plans how to feed them, how to take them out, how to give them shelter. Similarly, 3 days before the creation of man, God created this planet with all kinds of flowers, plants, and trees. We see the goodness of God in this. He planted a garden to give pleasure to hearts of men and women, and God said it is good. As Jesus said, even in a lily, we see the plan of God, His purpose, His providence, His love, His creativity, and His goodness. But Darwinism says, no. God did not create these flowers. God did not create these plants. They came without any purpose by evolutionary mechanisms. God did not make anything. They all came by themselves by accident. There is no purpose, no intention in the creation. Because God did not create anything, you don't have to thank God for anything. Look at the modern world. It is marked by ingratitude. Not many people are saying thank you these days. People are using more F words than T words. We have been fed so much Darwinism. Thanksgiving Day became a turkey day because we don't want to thank God. Because we don't believe He is our creator and maker and provider. God is not your creator. Satan told this lie to human beings across all ages in different language. In our modern world, Satan is repeating the same lie using scientific terms. Darwin jokingly called himself Devil's Chaplain. Once upon a time, England and Europe sent missionaries all over the world. For the last 2,000 years, the Western civilization found its moral guidance in the Bible and the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ. The Western civilization used the Bible as the foundation, as the Word of God. But once they embraced Darwinism, they left the Word of God and took all human isms. Humanism, materialism, reductionism, socialism, Nazism, communism, pluralism, atheism, multiculturalism, all kinds of isms seeped into their culture. And today, there is no confidence. There is so much confusion. Sadly, today terrorists are blowing many cities. And now the leaders and people are clueless. They have no confidence. There is a demographic decline, apathy, and euthanasia. When we reject God, our Creator, hopelessness and despair set in. So, when we leave the Word of God, we lose the very foundations of a civilization. Darwinian evolution teaches that God did not create us. Don't trust the Genesis account. But we should remember, if we don't believe in Genesis, there is no reason to believe Isaiah or Matthew or John or Revelation. There is no reason to believe anything in the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, you should believe the Genesis account. You can't say, I believe in John 3:16, but not Genesis 1:1. Before and during Darwin's lifetime, Europe was filled with deism. Deism teaches that God created the original earth and left the scene. Things we see came by natural causes, not by divine creative activity. Life and all living organisms came through evolution, but Bible rejects deism. It proclaims God created the universe. In 6 days, He created everything in their original form. On sixth day, He created Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve sinned, violating the commandments of God, sin and curse came upon this world. We see Cain, the first person born in this world, becoming a murderer and slaying his brother Abel. People can't even do Christmas shopping these days without resorting to violence. When a society forgets God, the Creator, and His Word, it descends into an abyss of violence. It was such a society God destroyed with a global flood. That global flood destroyed all human beings except one family and all animals. Darwinian theory of evolution does not accept the global flood. Instead, it embraced the uniformitarianism. Therefore, it rejects the veracity of the Bible. Ultimately, deism leads to naturalism and atheism. Darwin was a naturalist. All his followers today are naturalists. These naturalists adorned themselves in scientific cloths. They talk science all day long. But in the core of their being, they believe in naturalism, materialism, and atheism. Think about Carl Sagan, for example. He was an astronomer, cosmologist, and astrophysicist. He once said, "The cosmos is all that is, or was, or ever will be." So all day long, Carl Sagan would talk about fossils, stars, galaxies, and black holes, and then he would tell us, "Nature is all that is, or was, or ever will be. There is no God." That is naturalism and atheism pretending like science. Pretty much every naturalist and evolutionist we have today is a follower of Carl Sagan's teachings. They have taken over public education and teaching children that there is no creator God. Nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of Darwinian evolution. You can't be a science student or scientist if you believe in the Bible or the creation account in the book of Genesis. But that's a vicious lie. We need to remember the great scientists who laid the foundations of modern science believed in the creation of this world by God. In fact, creationism actually inspired their quest to probe the nature. Because God created the nature, we must understand it to appreciate the wisdom and glory of God. That was their thinking. Isaac Newton was the greatest scientist ever lived. He was a creationist. He believed in the Bible. Roger Bacon, who pioneered the idea that experiments are the key to discovery, he was a creationist. Leonardo da Vinci did so many innovative things in many different fields. He believed in creation. Francis Bacon, we call him the father of inductive method. He was a creationist. René Descartes, the father of deductive method. He was a creationist. And I can tell you many names. Nicholas Copernicus, Johannes Kepler, Galileo Galilei, William Harvey, Blaise Pascal, Robert Boyle, Carolus Linnaeus, William Herschel, Michael Faraday, Charles Babbage, James Joule, Lord Kelvin, James Clerk Maxwell, Gregor Mendel, Louis Pasteur, Joseph Lister, Henrietta Swan Leavitt, Werner von Braun. They all believed in the Bible as the word of God and accurate history of the universe. James Irwin was a great astronaut. During his Apollo mission, he read the Bible on the moon. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Those words flashed all over the world. Raymond Damadian, who invented MRI machine, he is a creationist. These are some of the greatest scientists ever lived. They believed in the Bible and God as the creator and savior. They made amazing scientific discoveries. If we talk about their achievements, individuals like Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris, they can't even come close, anywhere near to one of these great creationists. Scientists. So Richard Dawkins going around and making this talking point that creationism obstructs science is not true. In fact, creationism actually inspires you to do more science because it all came from the wisdom and providence and goodness of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, "Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth." Remember your creator and then worship him. We read in Psalm 95 verse 6. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker." Bible says that we not only remember our creator, but we also worship him. Christianity's most profound truth is that God, our creator, became God, our savior, in the person of Lord Jesus Christ. His holy blood on the cross brought us redemption. His resurrection from the grave gave us the gift of eternal life. May you realize God as your creator and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and savior today. Thank you very much. Dear friends, one of the missions of our foundation is to organize medical camps and to provide health care and medications to people who are less privileged. Please support this activity. This year we are going to Ghana in Africa to provide health care to people who are living in poverty. I request you to make a donation to meet the expenses of this medical camp. Please visit our website. Please write to us, Defenders Voice, Paul Kattupalli, 2214 North Atherton Street, State College, 16803. That is Defenders Voice, Paul Kattupalli, 2214 North Atherton Street, State College, PA, 16803. Thank you very much. May God richly bless you.
Thanks for listening. Please visit us at www.godandsciences.org to listen to more of Dr. Paul's speeches and lectures. There you can explore articles and audio lectures related to Darwinism, creation science, comparative religion, prophecy, and current events. You might also want to listen to Dr. Paul's healthcare lectures with insights he puts in from his medical practice. God and Science Foundation is a listener-supported ministry, and we encourage you to consider a prayerful online donation to our ministry as we reach thousands of people around the United States and the world with the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and basics of Christian worldview. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.